Opinions expressed on this radio program do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station.
Todd never sugarcoats it. Does he tell it straight? You bet. Does he deliver with a sense of humor? Always.
I always start my Sunday mornings off listening to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. It has tons of information, and he has such a great sense of humor.
My friends and I always tune in to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show.
Hold on tight. Don't let go. It's time for the Todd L. Levitt Law Show.
Welcome to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Good morning, good evening, and good night. I'm yours truly, attorney Todd L. Levitt, broadcasting, that's right, folks, broadcasting, podcasting, just casting from the mothership, pure Michigan baby, in the middle of the mitten. It is a green nutrient field, and it's the July 4th week coming up, Craig Russell. Craig Russell, how are you?
I'm good, Todd. How are you?
I'm doing well, and man, we opened the show today with Pantera, one of my all-time favorite groups. I love Pantera. They shred it, they turn it, and burn it.
I know. It's one of your top five this week. I totally understand.
Yeah, I've been just kicking it with Pantera and George Thorogood all week long, and it was a choice between the two. I had to go with Pantera.
I'm glad you got the air conditioning cranked up here in the studio, because it's been hot, man. Hot, hot, hot.
The clones are cloning, and the moisture is prevalent in the studio, in the mothership. I'm attorney Todd L. Levitt. If you just tuned in for the first time, we come to you each and every, if you're listening on the radio, we come to you each and every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. on 98.5 WUPS and Rock 105, Craig Russell, together with...
And Rock 95.5. We just rock.
We just rock, and then we podcast across the earth, planet Earth, Mother Earth. Big shout out to all of our listeners around the world, from India, Sweden, Canada, our good buddy Sparky in South Dakota. What's up, Spark? And we have people in California. Almost every state now downloads the show. Big shout out to everybody around the world. England, I mean, I can go on and on. Portugal, it's crazy. Australia.
It is nuts how many people around the world, especially in places you wouldn't necessarily think. I mean, Sweden? It's not like you're Swedish.
I don't know. I'm 3% Irish.
I know.
Hey, but we are a law we are a law show, if you're just tuning in, and I'm a criminal defense attorney right here in the middle of the mitten. And we have a lot to get to today, Craig Russell. I mean, let me tease the audience as to what we will be discussing.
Ooh, a tease. I love a tease.
The FDA. This is old news, but the FDA finally approved the first CBD to be used medically for those who have certain types of medical conditions. The federal government of the United States has approved the first CBD to be used for those who fit that medical condition. So I am just stoked over that.
Well, I have to talk about that because I have questions for you that I know only you can answer. So
happy to answer all the questions, Craig. It's I don't know if I can say this. It's Epidiolex. It's Epidiolex. It's treatment of seizures, as I said earlier, in a subset of patients suffering from severe epilepsy. Again, it's a CBD. It's a cannabinoid. And in contrast to the THC, it does not produce strong psychoactive effects when consumed. And that's the difference for those that want to know the difference between a CBD and the stronger cannabinoid of THC.
Well, I guess that makes a little bit of sense because the first question I was going to ask you is, isn't the FDA, or the Food and Drug Administration, but isn't that a federal government entity, correct?
Absolutely. And again, this is the first FDA-approved drug that contains a purified drug substance derived from marijuana. And it's going to assist in the condition known as Dravet syndrome, D-R-A-V-E-T. So kudos to the FDA, and this should, again, open the way and pave the way for the STATES Act to pass down the road, whereby hemp and cannabis is removed from Schedule 1. So that'll open up just so many opportunities for so many patients out there around the globe, especially in the United States, allow for Second Amendment rights to be protected and banking laws to go into effect to help those that are in business.
Well, again, that's my question, though. Isn't the FDA a federal entity? How are they able to legalize something or at least approve something to be used that is technically still illegal? How is that? How did that happen?
I can't tell you specifically how it happened, only that the overwhelming medical proof from the medical community, existing patients, scientists, and the industry as a whole has proven time and time again that CBDs and other cannabinoids are very effective in improving and helping medical conditions. So that's a big issue, Craig. And in addition, throughout the show, for those listening in the state of Michigan, I have a huge update. You're going to want to pay attention to this.
Okay.
I'm getting a lot of calls in regards to the driver responsibility law change. The driver responsibility law change. So if you or someone you know and you're listening to this podcast or radio show in Michigan and you owe a driver responsibility fee, I'm going to lay it out for you from A to Z, what the changes are, how it affects your driving status, and how it affects those who owe thousands and thousands of dollars to the state of Michigan. That's a crazy, crazy law, and thank goodness it's gone. Also, we have an email from a listener from Ohio who wants to know, and this individual, the question is, if I'm a Ohio patient ID medical marijuana card holder and I travel across the border to the state of Michigan, because those who have no idea that are listening around the world, Ohio is to the south of the state of Michigan, will my status as a patient in Ohio be recognized in the state of Michigan, whereby I'll be allowed to, you know, purchase, you know, medicine and marijuana from legal dispensaries? That's a great question. And we're going to answer that question. Yeah.
That is a great question. And I bet I know some of the answer, but we'll get to it when we get to it. What else is going on in Todd Levitt's world?
I've got another email from another listener who's up in Sheboygan. Big shout out to Sheboygan, Michigan, not Sheboygan, Wisconsin, although we love all the listeners in the great state of Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
And this is a question in regards to the Michigan Medical Marijuana Facilities Licensing Act emergency rules that are now establishing protocols regarding edible marijuana products. It's actually Rule 33. And, you know, what the language of that rule entails. So we're going to be talking about that as well during the show. And again, folks, driver responsibility law changes in Michigan. I'm going to discuss all the things you need to know about the end of that driver responsibility fee and how it will affect you and or your loved ones.
And also, if you have a question you want to ask Todd on the Todd L. Levitt Law Show, toddlevittlawshow@gmail.com. You can let us know where you're listening, if you're around the world on podcasts, or if you have a question for Todd specifically about law or possibly about marijuana possession, things like that. You can ask questions, or maybe you want to advertise on the show. We do take advertising on the show, especially in podcasting. If you have a product or something you think you want us to try, we could talk to you about that too. ToddLevittLawShow@gmail.com.
Absolutely. We always have room for outstanding advertisers. When we come back from break, we're going to answer the question from our listener in Ohio in regards to whether or not Michigan will accept an Ohio patient's medical ID card or any other state's card for that purpose. When we come back from break, Craig Russell and the Todd L. Levitt Law Show.
The Todd L. Levitt Law Show thanks you for listening to our podcast. If you have a business you think people would want to hear about, the Todd L. Levitt Law Show accepts advertising. We can promote your business to a very specialized, targeted audience. Any size commitment and any budget. Email ToddLevittLawShow@gmail.com for more information about sponsoring and advertising on the Todd L. Levitt Law Show podcast.
Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show, coming back strong once again with Pantera. Craig Russell, how you doing, Craig?
I am hot, Todd. It has been hot. It's been a hot summer. You know, up until like about May, it was winter. And then all of a sudden in May, it became summer. And now it has been hot. It's been a hot weekend. It's supposed to be hot this week. It's hot.
It is hot. It is hot. Okay, let's get right to it. Question, can a patient from another state, can a medical marijuana patient who has a valid ID from one of the states enter the state of Michigan, present their ID to a dispensary or AKA provisioning center, and be serviced with medical needs, marijuana, and other products? What do you think the answer is, Craig?
You know, when you first posed this question and when the listener first posed this question, the email from Ohio that we got, I originally would think you might be able to at least buy it and use it in the state of Michigan, but you couldn't transport it back to Ohio. But now, as I've thought about it, I would be willing to believe that you would not be able to. That's probably your medical marijuana card is probably only good in the state that issued it.
Well, okay, here's the answer. The answer is yes. If you're a medical marijuana card holder in another state and you enter the state of Michigan, The emergency rule from the state of Michigan provides the following. A licensed provisioning center may sell or transfer marijuana product to a visiting qualifying patient if all of the following are met. One, the licensee, meaning the business owner or the person holding the license, verifies that the visiting qualifying patient has a valid, unexpired medical marijuana registry card or its equivalent issued in another state, district, territory, commonwealth, or insular possession of the United States that allows the medical use of marijuana. Number two, the licensee confirms, and again, this is the business owner or the management, confirms that the visiting qualifying patient presented his or her valid driver's license or government-issued identification card that bears a photographic image of the visiting qualifying patient? So the answer is yes, and I'll state that again. The provisioning center, the dispensary in the state of Michigan, must first verify that the visiting qualification, that the visiting qualifying patient has a valid unexpired medical marijuana card or its equivalent in another state that allows the medical use of the marijuana. And second, that the licensee provisioning center, dispensary, aka dispensary, confirms that the individual presenting the card is the individual with proper identification. So there you go, Craig Russell. The answer is yes. And I have some more information pertaining to that.
I see. Okay. So, Todd, I guess the real question is, though, is if somebody walked in from Ohio into a Michigan dispensary today with a valid medical marijuana card from Ohio, would they be able to get product?
Well, based on what I just read, the answer you would think is yes, but the answer is actually no, because Ohio does not because Ohio's law does not take effect until September of this year.
Okay.
So, and here's the other thing. There's a lot of data out there if individuals from other states want to look this up, where states are currently using some form of medical marijuana cards or registration certification. And those states, just to name a few, we'll go in alphabetic order, Alaska, Arizona, California. We love all our listeners in California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Florida, Hawaii, Illinois, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Minnesota, Montana, Nevada, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, Ohio, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Vermont, Washington, Washington, D.C., and West Virginia. All of those states have programs, although West Virginia will not be issuing any patient ID cards until July 1st of 2009. And as I just mentioned, Ohio will not issue patient ID cards until September of 2018. So all those states have some form of programs. My question is, will those other states reciprocate a card holder from the state of Michigan? The one thing we want to make clear, Craig, we don't want anybody transporting anything across state lines until you check with those states, because the federal government still classifies, you know, marijuana as a Schedule One, and you could break some federal laws. You just have to be really careful. I don't recommend at this point in time that anybody from any other state do anything as far as transporting from one state to another. What we are referring to, if a patient from Ohio came to Michigan and just like having a beer, just like having a drink at a bar and not taking that alcohol over state lines, if they came to the state of Michigan, purchased a marijuana product and consumed it while in the state of Michigan, I am not answering the question whether or not you have a right to purchase a product in one state and then cross the border into another state, because the federal law prohibits that. And there's a lot of state laws that prohibit that. So if you're a cardholder and you're going from one state to the other, you have to make sure that state will reciprocate. But we're talking about consumption within that state, not transporting anything that could cause you to break state or federal laws. So I want to make that really clear.
Yeah. And also, and our neighbors to the north in Canada, hello to everyone listening to us in Canada. That's going to be
Canada.
That's going to be another issue too, because when it is legal there later on in the fall, you're not going to be able to go into Canada, buy something and try and bring it back to one of the United States. That's not going to work either. So you got to be really, really careful with that stuff.
Yeah. What we're talking about today is, folks, if you just tuned in, we had a question from a listener in Ohio who wanted to know when Ohio, as September of this year, allows for medical marijuana cards, can they come to the state of Michigan and make a purchase? And the answer is yes, they could, according to Michigan rules, the emergency rules under the state of Michigan. But I am only referring to consumption. I'm not stating here on the record that you can purchase that and cross state lines. I'm just talking about consumption, like crossing into another state and having a drink at a bar. That's all we're talking about here. And there's, I would check within each state what the rules and laws are and contact an attorney who's qualified to answer those rules and laws.
And of course, in Michigan, an attorney who's qualified to do that would be Todd Levitt, 989-772-6000. Todd Levitt.
Craig Russell.
I'm not an attorney. You're the attorney. Yes, it is very interesting information. You're the attorney here, not me. So, but if they do have a question about it.
We have a lot of people out there traveling for the July 4th weekend.
Oh, that's right.
And we want you to be safe.
Sure.
Do not text and drive. I'm so disgusted with people texting and driving. I can't tell you now how often I'll come upon a vehicle as I'm on the highway and somebody is looking down. Thank goodness I'm in a big truck, because I don't feel safe out there anymore, Craig. I will not drive once darkness befalls planet Earth. I stay in the mothership. Yep. I do not leave and go anywhere. Number one, I mean, we live in the middle of the mitten. There's deer everywhere, so you got to be careful at certain times of the day. And number two, it's just not safe out there. And, you know, I don't just worry about us drivers in these motor vehicles. I worry about our brothers and sisters on motorcycles.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're, you know, we love people who, you know, ride motorcycles and just enjoy, you know, the feeling of your freedom as I get shredding the gnar on a mountain bike. But we, I mean, I just, I worry about them because there's so many distracted drivers out there.
And you know what? And even, and nowadays, especially, you know, they make a big deal out of it. You see a lot of commercials, a lot of public service announcements about not texting and driving. It seems like it's gotten worse. The more that they've publicized it, the worse it seems it's gotten.
Have you ever voice text? Because my voice text, I have to warn everyone if I'm voice texting, it's not going to come out the way you meant it to come out. It just doesn't. And people are like, oh my God, what are you trying to say? What? What did you say?
Happens all the time.
All the time. Hey, by the way, big shout out to a group out of Manistique, Michigan. They call themselves, they go by the name of Smooth.
Smooth.
What? Bob and his group. Yeah, Smooth. I was up in the Upper Peninsula of the great state of Superior at a restaurant. There were jazz musicians playing. I sat down, started listening, clapping, putting money in their little bucket, but they were outstanding. So big shout out to the group Smooth. And boy, they were smooth. I love jazz.
Smooth. Hey, speaking of jazz, we got to play some more Pantera and take a break.
Yeah, speaking of Pantera, I love Pantera.
All right, so when we come back, we've got more questions to answer on the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Take us out, Pantera. The Todd L. Levitt Law Show thanks you for listening to our podcast. If you have a business you think people would want to hear about, the Todd L. Levitt Law Show accepts advertising. We can promote your business to a very specialized, targeted audience. Any size commitment and any budget. Email toddlevittlawshow@gmail.com for more information about sponsoring and advertising on the Todd L. Levitt Law Show podcast.
Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show, broadcasting from the mothership in a beautiful green nutrient field in the middle of the mitten, pure Michigan baby, born in the D, class of 83, Berkeley High Bears, Craig Russell. Happy 4th of July pre-weekend. It's July 4th, falls on a Wednesday this year.
Which they say that means not as many people are going to celebrate this year. 219 million people celebrated the 4th of July last year. This year is only going to be 216 million. What do you take off? Do you take off the weekend like today? Are you off, and are you off until Wednesday and go back to work on Thursday? Or do you take off Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then take a long weekend then? How do you do it?
Well, I mean, it depends on who you are and what your job entails. If July 4th falls on a Wednesday, you would think that individuals would take Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday off and have a long weekend. The problem is, if you take Wednesday off, there's employers that are going to require their employees to come in Thursday and Friday. I offer my employees to take the rest of the week off. what I go by, if I'm taking time off for a holiday, you know, my employees also get that time off. So that's how I do it. By the way, Pantera, why did I choose Pantera this weekend, Craig Russell? There's a reason for that.
There is a reason. Not only is it because one of your favorite bands in the whole wide world, one of your top five, but Vinnie Paul, who is the drummer for Pantera, passed away this week at 54. And so as a tribute, we're playing Pantera today on the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. I know you love Pantera.
Love Pantera. Hey, let's get right to some of the things that we need to talk about. We already covered the issue of patients in other states traveling between states and reciprocation in regards to patient identification medical cards.
Correct.
We covered the federal government, FDA, finally approved the very first CBD for patients of seizures. That's outstanding, and we hope that paves the way for the end of federal prohibition against the plant, otherwise known as cannabis.
Oh, yeah.
But now we want to talk about, for those listening, and don't go away, our international listeners, we have a lot more to get to, but in the state of Michigan back in 2003, this hated driver responsibility fee, it was a policy, and this fee was tacked on to drivers who were accumulating a certain amount of points on their record, were found guilty of no proof of insurance, driving on suspended license. There were different categories. If you were convicted of operating while intoxicated, over and above all the court fees, lawyer fees, probation oversight fees, counseling fees, insurance going up, you had to pay the state of Michigan a fee of $1,000 a year for a period of 2 years. And again, this came about in 2003. And what it's caused thousands and thousands of people to go millions and millions of dollars in debt as a group. Okay, Craig? So again, the fee passed in 2003, and more than 300,000 people in the state of Michigan have owed around $600 million. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Oh, it's crazy.
So finally, you know, after years and years of just lobbying and, you know, new legislators and the new governor, Governor Snyder, he finally signed off and did away with this horrific law. And it's going to take effect October 1st of this year. I get a lot of questions regarding this, so I have some answers for the listeners. The program, the Driver Responsibility Program, officially ends October 1st of 2018. And on this day, the state of Michigan will officially cease issuing new driver responsibility fees and attempting to collect the outstanding fees that are owed. And I'm talking about thousands and thousands of dollars. This means that if you owe a fee, those fees are automatically wiped out, and you can have your license reinstated by the Secretary of State. Again, folks, on October 1st, the state of Michigan will stop issuing the fee. They will stop attempting to collect it from you. And if you owe a large amount or any amount, it's retroactive. It will automatically be wiped out. This is a huge thing, Craig. I get questions all the time. I had a lady stop in my office, and she said, I owe $5,000. And you ask yourself, how did you accumulate $5,000? Well, look, once you're in a system, it's hard to get out. And sometimes, in some ways, the system is designed to not let you out. I mean, I could write a book on this. I can go on a speaking tour about this, how the system is designed to keep you in it, because it's all about money. It's all about keeping people down. And look, I'm an attorney. I don't want to be a hypocrite because I make a living off defending people, but at least I'm fighting for their constitutional rights and I'm fair.
Yeah.
But the system definitely, and this was a fee that held men and women down. I mean, mothers couldn't pick up their kids up from school. Fathers couldn't, you know, take their kids on visitation. People couldn't get to work. So this fee was long overdue. It should have happened years ago, but at least it's happening now. And there's some more things that listeners need to know about it.
Agreed. And, you know, we talked to, like, attorney Matt Stone out of Alabama. And he didn't say there was one of these in Alabama. They don't have these kind of fees. I don't think many other states have this fee. Do you have any idea?
I have no idea, but you know what? It's just a horrible, horrible law. And here's another thing. In the state of Michigan, if you're driving on a suspended license, once that period of suspension is over, you have to pay a $125 reinstatement fee. But guess what, folks? The $125 driver responsibility reinstatement fee is canceled. So whether you're on a payment plan and your fees have already been wiped out, or you're waiting for them to be wiped out on October 1st, you will not have to pay that separate $125 license reinstatement fee charged on top of the driver responsibility fees. So There are a lot of things that you need to know. But number one, if you do owe outstanding fees, they're going to be wiped out. And if you are someone out there who is interested and you're eligible to get your driver's license reinstated now before October 1st, there are things that you can do. I'm not going to get into it on this show, but I would definitely look it up online. There are things you can do right now to get your license reinstated, and you don't have to wait till October 1st. But all those fees will not be wiped out until October 1st of 2018.
Now, Todd, correct me if I'm wrong. Is this not your expertise in the law? Is this not what you do? Is driver restoration, driver's license restoration? If anybody has questions or has problems or any issues with this, they can feel free to call your office and ask you about any of this, correct? Isn't this what you do?
Yeah, I've reinstated thousands and thousands of drivers in regards to obtaining restricted driving privileges and a couple handfuls to full privileges. I mean, first we get the restricted license. A year later, we go back and apply for full reinstatement. I've done thousands and thousands of these cases over the last almost 25 years. I mean, aside from that, I represent individuals who are charged with, you know, OWI, you know, possession cases and so on and so forth. But yeah, one of my specialties is driver's license restoration. And there's individuals who at one time lived in the state of Michigan. And let's say they moved to Arkansas, Texas, Florida, California, Arizona, and they're having a hard time getting their license in those states. Well, as we said before, there's a nationwide compact where all the states are online together. So if you're revoked in one state and think you're going to move to another state and get licensed, that's not possible. So if you were living in the state of Michigan, or you know someone that had lived in Michigan and falls under, you know, the revocation and denial because of two or more alcohol convictions and they live out of state, there is an out-of-state license reinstatement process where we have assisted, you know, at least 100 individuals over the years in reinstating their out-of-state driving privileges who once were licensed in the state of Michigan, whereby the state of Michigan revoked it.
And that's that. This not this whole segment, not only the whole show, but this whole segment's been great information, mostly for the people in the state of Michigan, but in other states too. I mean, I'm sure there are other places where they have to deal with this kind of stuff, but this has been some great information, and it's a great day for drivers in the state of Michigan who won't have to deal with this Mickey Mouse stuff anymore. You know, find different ways to make some money. Don't penalize people, especially when they're down, because that's what it seems like it's happened.
Again, in the state of Michigan, if you owe fees, they're automatically wiped out October 1st of 2018, which should, you know, pave the way for you to get your license reinstated in the state of Michigan. And you'll have to check in your individual states in regards to what I'm about to say. In the state of Michigan, if it's been 4 years or longer in which you've maintained a valid driver's license, you're going to have to go to your local Secretary of State branch. In other states, they call it the Department of Motor Vehicles. In the state of Michigan, Secretary of State, Department of State, you're going to have to sign up for a road written and vision test. So you're going to have to take a road written and vision test before they'll grant you full privileges. So, and if you owe any money on any speeding tickets or other civil infractions, those will not be wiped out. Any court fees, probation oversight fees, anything that's owed to a court, you still have to pay. So there's some individuals, Craig, in the state of Michigan who they get these FCJs, FACs, fail to comply with judgments, fail to appear in court, and as such, their driving privileges are suspended. In the state of Michigan, if you owe outstanding child support payments, you will also lose your driving privileges. There's also something called a financial judgment suspension, whereby if you were in an automobile accident and you were sued and there was a judgment against you, and you either fail to keep up the payment plan or pay the judgment, you can also lose your driving privileges. But there is a way, if you do have a financial judgment against you in the state of Michigan, to work with the state and at least get your driving privileges back as you get back on track making those payments on that financial judgment or responsibility there.
Great information. Great information. Hey, we got to take a break on the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. When we come back, more law for you. That's Todd's promise, the Todd L. Levitt Law Show.
Yeah, when we come back from break, prohibited appearances and packaging of medical marijuana products. We're going to talk about what products are packaged according to the laws and which products are not packaged properly according to the laws when it comes to packaging of medical marijuana products. right when we come back from break right here on the Todd Elevitt Law Show, featuring the handsome Craig Russell, by the way. You're looking great today, Craig.
Well, thank you, Todd. We'll be right back. The Todd Elevitt Law Show thanks you for listening to our podcast. If you have a business you think people would want to hear about, the Todd Elevitt Law Show accepts advertising. We can promote your business to a very specialized, targeted audience. Any size commitment and any budget. Email toddlevittlawshow@gmail.com for more information about sponsoring and advertising on the Todd Elevitt Law Show podcast.
Welcome back to the Todd Elevitt Law Show. Coming back strong, Craig, with Pantera in honor of their drummer that passed away.
Vinnie Paul was 54. He was also the drummer of a band called Hell Yeah. He passed away this week, about 3-4 days ago. So that's why we're playing Pantera.
Yeah, I love Pantera. I'm still shocked over Anthony Bourdain. I used to love watching his show on the Travel Channel. And that took...
I know.
That took, I haven't watched him in recent years, but I used to watch him on a Travel Channel, and that was shocking.
It seems like that's happening more and more, and you know that never used to be something that got publicized. If people took their own lives for whatever the reason they do it, it never used to get really publicized, and nowadays the stigma's kind of being worn off of that of trying to help people, and if anything, I know you can't take anything good about someone passing away, but maybe if it starts to really bring up a dialogue of people who need help, mental help, that this can kind of do that. But yes, Anthony Bourdain passing away is very sad. So
yeah, that breaks my heart too. And happy pre-4th of July weekend for everyone listening before July 4th and everyone listening after July 4th on the podcast or whenever you listen to the show. We want everybody out there in the States to have a safe, happy, healthy celebration. And we want to give a big shout out to all the veterans who have served, their families who sacrificed so much, and those who are currently serving, and all the men and women in blue, law enforcement out there. Please keep your eyes out for officers who have people pulled over. In the state of Michigan, it's the law. If you see an officer has someone pulled over to the side of the road, you are to immediately get in the opposite lane, unless to do so is unavoidable because of the nature of the traffic flow. In that case, you need to slow down. And another thing, folks, I don't care what state you live in, when you come to a construction zone, you're supposed to slow down to 45 miles an hour in the state of Michigan. Slow the hell down. Do you think for a second, look, we clean a highway up. We adopted a highway. We talk about this on the show all the time. 3 times a year, we clean 4 miles of a major highway here in the middle of the state of Michigan. It is extremely dangerous out there. So construction workers, our sons and daughters, our mothers and fathers, our relatives, our friends and family, they're putting their lives on the line out there when they're working to make the roads better for you and I in the middle of traffic. So slow the hell down. It pisses me off when people are tailgating me, and I don't really give a crap. When I come to construction zones, I'm slowing down. In fact, I'll slow the damn highway down if I have to protect the lives and safeties of those workers, Craig.
Yeah, you tell them, Todd.
No, I'm serious about this.
I know you are. No, I'm 100% behind you on this.
All right, let's get back to what we talked about at the end of last segment.
Okay.
What are prohibited appearances and packaging medical marijuana products in regards to certain protocols, and I'm referring to marijuana-infused products containing marijuana. And at least in the state of Michigan, and this is kind of across the board, I did some research, there's a number of other states where the laws are extremely similar. So let me let the listeners know at least what the state of Michigan is in regards to businesses that are selling marijuana-infused products and proper labeling.
Okay.
Rule 33 of at least Michigan's Medical Marijuana Facilities Licensing Act, and this is under the emergency rules, states, and it's important to note and pay attention, folks, if you're in this business and you have a license to sell these products, no edible marijuana product can be in a shape, color, package, or labeled in a manner that it would appeal to minors age 17 years or younger. No edible marijuana product can be associated with or have cartoons, caricatures, toys, colors, designs, shapes, labels, or packages that would appeal to minors. And I have no problem with that. I agree with that. No edible marijuana product can be easily confused with commercially sold candy. So the use of the word candy or candies on the packaging, Craig, or labeling is absolutely prohibited in the state of Michigan. And I did some research. I'm not going to list every state, but this holds true in many states across the country that have laws that allow for marijuana-infused products. And an edible marijuana product must be in a child-resistant package or containers. Look, nobody wants their kids to ingest something, you know, like a 3, 4, 5, 10-year-old or any child that they misinterpret for something else and they ingest it or, something medically can happen as a result of that.
No, that'd be really sad. You don't want anything like that to happen. Be safe.
Absolutely. So, you know, there's a lot of products on the market when, you know, these first states across the country first started turning to recreational cannabis and medical. I mean, there were products that had names on them that still do. Some of the are more popular cereal boxes out there. So you can't have a product that says Fruit Loops on it or Lucky Charms.
No, that would be bad.
Yeah, that would be bad. So if you're a business owner out there, and I tell business owners this because attorney Robert J. Pizzielli, my cousin, big shout out to Piz Dog, my cousin Anthony, AZ, love you AZ, G Money, big shout out to Corey, Chris Jacks, got to give all my guys a big shout out there, all the love. But, Piz Dog and I, we actually consult with a number of Michigan-based companies who are in the cannabis industry. And one of the first things we tell them is, look, if you're about, you know, when you're about to brand a product or a company, the last thing you want to do is one, violate the rules and lose your licensing. You must comply. And I mean, compliance is so important under any circumstances, but especially, you know, with all these new cannabis laws that are passing state to state, you must comply. Look, there's families who have, you know, their fortunes invested in making sure that these businesses are successful. And that's why, as I said, Robert and I make sure that our clients are at least in compliance and understands what the rules and regulations are. Make sure you hire an attorney or a firm that specialize in the area of cannabis compliance, safety, regulations, and so on and so forth. If you have any questions, you know, I can put you in contact with some of the best lawyers in the state of Michigan and across the country. Just give me, you know, shoot me an email at toddlevittlawshow@gmail.com. And I've done so for a couple hundred of our listeners out there, Craig. I've put them in touch with attorneys all over the country and throughout the state of Michigan.
And if you don't want to email, you can always call 989-772-6000, Todd Levitt.
I prefer an email because that way, you know, you have something that
I understand,
you know, is descriptive. And if you can't get to it right away, at least you can read it again. But we will respond to your email. And we have a question from a listener in Germany who listens to the podcast on Spotify, because we are podcasting the Todd Levitt Law Show on Spotify, iTunes, SoundCloud, Podbeam, all Libsyn. Check out Libsyn, by the way. But the Germany, our listeners in Germany, or at least one, wants to know if Japan has legalized marijuana in any form whatsoever. Craig, what's your thought on that?
You know, as we've been doing this show, and the more we found out about people listening to it all over the world, the more we have found out that the world is not really all that hip on cannabis and marijuana being legal in almost any form. So I'm going to guess no.
You are correct. You pay attention to the show.
I know.
Japan is it's you can spend up to 4 or 5 years in prison for possession of marijuana in Japan. And you know, in India, I don't believe India, and we talked about this a few months back. We have listeners in India also. Hello to all our listeners in India who listen to the podcast. India, you know, they don't allow it at this point in time. But you got to remember, some of these cultures have used one form or another of the plant for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. And it's only until, you know, the last century where the whole world went, you know, nutbag crazy and said, hey, this is going to be illegal.
And it seems like, you know, the movement is happening. I mean, it is, and it's starting, you know, we're seeing this even in places where it's illegal and you like, you know, like Japan, you can go to jail. We still have listeners who are interested in the topic and interested in the show that listen in countries, over 30 countries all across the world. Plenty of these places, England, Sweden, there are some pretty stiff penalties for having possession of marijuana or cannabis. And yet people are still interested in it. The movement is happening and you can see it across the country. 26 states have already legalized it. For medicinal purposes, many more are doing recreational. It's happening. People eventually, the rest of the world will catch up.
And the other thing you need, you got to remember is, in a lot of these states, if you're 21 and under, or if you're under the age of 21, it's still illegal. So
yeah,
there are a lot of laws that are still being enforced. And whether or not the federal government removes it from Schedule 1, most of these states will still have their laws in place whereby if you're under the age of 21, you cannot be in possession or consumption of, you know, these products and substances. So that's important to remember. Also, Craig, what a huge show we had.
I know. Speaking of laws and rules, we got to go. The show's over.
We got to go. And what would a show be if we didn't mention Big Hair?
Hey, Big Hair. Hope he's making some hot dogs for 4th of July. I love grilling hot dogs out.
Big Hair is finishing putting up a fence around his yard. So he was going to hire somebody to do it. And I got together with them, Chris Taylor, myself, a whole bunch of other guys. And we all kind of said, look, this is how you do it. Get some quickcrete, get some measurements. You know, you don't need to hire anybody. We don't want to take business away from all the individuals out there, men and women who, you know, are in the fencing industry, but especially for Big Hair, he could do his own fence. Especially because it's long, he's got like a 2x6 yard. I mean, how hard is that?
He's a handy guy, that Big Hair. Even though he drives a Prius, he's still a handy guy. He can do it. Hey, what's your big plans this week for 4th of July? You got anything going on? You doing anything?
I'm going up to the great state of Superior. We have a lot of listeners in the Upper Peninsula. I'm going back to the great state of Superior. I'm going to shred some gnar, hitting Marquette Mountain, Copper Harbor, and then maybe Munising also on the way back down.
I have to work. You can hear me on 98.5 UPS. I'll be on Wednesday morning. And then I'll be watching the hot dog eating contest from Coney Island. I do that every year on ESPN. So that's my big plans. So maybe have a hot dog or two.
Craig, we love you, Craig Russell. Honestly, if the listeners had an opportunity to be close friends with you, as I am, they would know that they have a true, good, dear friend who's just a great friend. And Craig, I love doing the show with you, and we have many years to go. And, hey, that's all I have.
That's it. Show's over. Take us out, Todd.
Happy 4th of July, everybody in the States. And we love you. We'll see you same time, same place next week right here on the Title Level Law Show. I'm not just a litigator. I'm an advocator. Take us out, Greg Russell, with some Pantera in honor of their drummer. Rest in peace.
The Todd L. Levitt Law Show, brought to you by Chad Malleywell Drilling of Rosebush, Clark Modular Homes, your most experienced and trusted builder in Mount Pleasant, Mackinac Properties and Northern Michigan Vacation Rentals, buying, selling, and renting properties in the Straits of Mackinac region since 1998, Harrison Power Sports, Central Michigan's fastest growing full-line Arctic Cat dealer, and Dr. Robert Townsend and Denali Healthcare for your alternative healthcare needs.
Opinions expressed on this radio program do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station.